Praise to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane. Today is the appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. I have selected different readings which I would like to offer to the assembly of devotees in hopes that it will inspire, enthuse, and enliven you. First, there is the song by Narottam Das Thakur, Manashiksha, affectionately referred to as Nitai Padakamala. Nitai Padakamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Jai Chai Jagata Jurai Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paitena Drida Kori Dharo Nitai Pai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moon, soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, one must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Text 2. Se sambandha nahi jar, britta janma gelotar. Se pashu boro durachar. Nitai na bholilo mukhe, bhajilo sangsara sukhe, vidya kule ki karibe tar. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. Because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, he has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Text 3. Ahankare matto hoy nitai pada pasariya asatyere satya korimani. Nitaya karuna habe, braje radha krishna pabe, dharo nitai charana dukhani. This is the third verse. Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is, that he is accepting something false to be truth. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Text number 4. Nitaya charana satya, tahara sevaka nitya, nitai pada sada koro ash, narottamo bhoro dhuki, nitai more koro suki, rako ranga charanera pash. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. always tried to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. So, next is in the opening section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj composed 14 Sanskrit shlokas, which are the mission statement of the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the first 6 verses deal with Lord Chaitanya, and then the next 5 deal with Lord Nityananda, then 2 with Advaita Acharya, and then a summation. So I would like to read these 5 verses that Krishnadas Kaviraj has included in the introductionally, the opening statements of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sankarsana karana toya shayi, garbodha shayi cha payobdi shayi, sheshascha yangsa kalasa nitya, nandakya rama sharanam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and portions of his plenary portions. Next verse. Mayatite vyapi vaikunta loke purnaishvarye shri chaturvyuha madye rupang yasyodbhati sankarshanakyam tang shri nityananda ramang prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Third verse. Maya Bhartajanda Sanghashrayanga Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Madhye Yasyai Kangsha Sri Puman Adi Devas Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation, called Karnadakashai Vishnu, lying on the Karana Ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. Then, the next verse. Yas yang changsha srila garbodha shayi, yan nabhyabjam loka sangata nalam, loka swastu sutika dama dhatus, tang shri nityananda ramang prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. And then, Yasyang Shangsha Paramatma Kilanam Poshta Vishnur Bhati Dugdhabdi Shayi Shauni Bharta Yat Kalasopyanantas Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prapadye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shirodakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is his further subpart. Now, there is a chapter summary. The fifth chapter of the Adi Lila is entitled The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. And there is a nice chapter summary. This chapter is chiefly devoted to describing the essential nature and glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead, and his first expansion in a form for pastimes is Sri Balaram. Beyond the limitation of this material world is the spiritual sky, Paravyom, which has many spiritual planets, the supreme of which is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions, which are known as Dwaraka, Mathura, and Gokula. In that abode, the personality of Godhead expands himself into four plenary portions: Krishna, Balaram, Prajumna, the transcendental Cupid, and Aniruddha. They are known as the original quadruple forms. In Krishna Loka, it is a transcendental place known as Shweta Dweep or Vrindavan. Below Krishna Loka in the spiritual sky are the Vaikuntha planets. On each Vaikuntha planet, a four-handed Narayan, expanded from the first quadruple manifestation, is present. The personality of Godhead, known as Sri Balaram in Krishna Loka, is the original Sankarshan, or attracting deity. And from this Sankarshan expands another Sankarshan called Maha Sankarshan, who resides in one of the Vaikuntha planets. By his internal potency, Maha Sankarshan maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky, where all the living beings are eternally liberated souls. The influence of the material energy is conspicuous there by its absence. On those planets, the second quadruple manifestation is present. Outside of the Vaikuntha planets is the impersonal manifestation of Sri Krishna, which is known as Brahmaloka. On the other side of Brahmaloka is the spiritual Karana Samudra, or causal ocean. The material energy exists on the other side of the causal ocean without touching it. In the causal ocean is Mahavishnu, the original Purusha expansion from Sankarshana. This Mahavishnu places his glance over the material energy, and by a reflection of his transcendental body, he amalgamates himself within the material elements. As the source of the material elements, the material energy is known as Pradhan. And as the source of the manifestations of the material energy, it is known as Maya. But material nature is inert, in that she has no independent power to do anything. She is empowered to make the cosmic manifestation by the glance of Mahavishnu. Therefore, the material energy is not the original cause of the material manifestation. Rather, the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu over material nature produces that cosmic manifestation. Mahavishnu again enters every universe as the reservoir of all living entities, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. from Garbo Dakashayi Vishnu expands Shiro Dakashayi Vishnu, the supersoul of every living entity. Garbo Dakashayi Vishnu also has his own Vaikuntha planet in every universe, where he lives as the supersoul or supreme controller of the universe. Garbo Dakashayi Vishnu reclines in the midst of the watery portion of the universe and generates the first living creature of the universe, Brahma. The imaginary universal form is a partial manifestation of Garbo Dakashayi Vishnu. In the Vaikuntha planet in every universe is an ocean of milk. And within that ocean is an island called Shvetadvip, where Lord Vishnu lives. Therefore, this chapter describes two Shvetadvips, one in the abode of Krishna and the other in the ocean of milk in every universe. The Shvetadvip in the abode of Krishna is identical with Vrindavan Dham, which is the place where Krishna appears himself to display his loving pastimes. In the Shvetadvip, within every universe, is a Shesha form of Godhead, who serves Vishnu by assuming the form of his umbrella, his slippers, couch, pillows, garments, residence, sacred thread, throne, and so on. Lord Baladev in Krishna Loka is Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu is the original Sankarshan and Mahasankarshan and his expansions as the Purushas in the universes are plenary expansions of Nityananda Prabhu. In this chapter, the author has described the history of his leaving home for a personal pilgrimage to Vrindavan and his achieving all success there. In this description, it is revealed that the author's original paternal home and the birthplace where in the district of Katva, in the village of Jamatapur, which is near Naihati. Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother invited Sri Meenaketana Ramdas, a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, to his home. But a priest named Gunarnava Mishra did not receive him well, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother, not recognizing the glories of Lord Nityananda, also took sides with the priest. Therefore, Ramdas became sorry, broke his flute, and went away. This was a great disaster for the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. On that very night, Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself graced Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in a dream and ordered him to leave on the next day for Vrindavan. So that's Prabhupada's chapter summary for the chapter that deals with understanding Lord Nityananda Balaram. Then in the Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a nice exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and a very nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. At the end of the four-month Chaturmasya period, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again consulted with Nityananda Prabhu daily in a solitary place. No one could understand what their consultation was about. Then Srila Advaita Acharya said something to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through gestures and read some poetic passages which no one understood. Seeing the face of Advaita Acharya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. Understanding that the Lord had accepted the proposal, Advaita Acharya started to dance. No one knew what Advaita Acharya requested or what the Lord ordered. After embracing the Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Nityananda Prabhu, "Please hear me, O holy man. I now request something of you. Kindly grant my request. Do not come to Jagannath Puri every year, but stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire." Lord Chaitanya continued, "You can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Gaudadesh who can fulfill my mission there." Nityananda Prabhu replied, "O Lord, you are the life, I am the body. There is no difference between the body and life itself, but life is more important than the body. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like, and whatever you make me do, I do without restriction." In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Nityananda Prabhu and bade him farewell. He then bade farewell to all the other devotees. And here's Prabhupada's purport on this exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. "The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to spread the only medicine effective in this fallen age of Kali, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Everybody, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Following the orders of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri, and the devotees were coming to see him. However, the Lord felt that this message must be spread very elaborately in Bengal, and in his absence there was not a second person capable of doing it. Consequently, the Lord requested Nityananda Prabhu to stay there and broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. The Lord also entrusted a similar preaching responsibility to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Jagannath Puri, although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone. Does this mean that the Lord was refusing Nityananda Prabhu a fortunate opportunity? No. One who is a faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order, even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, it is a greater fortune to carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order than to satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath. Preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult throughout the world is more important than staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri for one's own personal satisfaction. Spreading Krishna consciousness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, his sincere devotees must carry out his orders. Prithivi te ache yatta nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor nam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. That will satisfy the Lord. It is not that one should act whimsically for his own personal satisfaction. This order comes down through the parampara system, and the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciple so that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the duty of every disciple to carry out the order of the bona fide spiritual master and spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. So what we can do now, Do we have the microphone for everybody? So, anyone want to make a comment about Lord Nityananda or a question?
There was a request from the Pajaya room that you read the pastime about Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya exchanging, joking at that dinner that was made. Prasadam, you know what I'm talking about, that one, that pastime.
Since you are the, are you the acting temple president? So is that an instruction that is approved by you? Okay. Then we will do that. So, I will read that narration. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Bolo Jaya 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 Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is an excerpt from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 3, entitled Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Stay at the House of Advaita Acharya. Nityananda Prabhu said, I have undergone fasting for 3 days continuously. Today I had hoped to break my fast. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that the quantity of food was enormous, Nityananda Prabhu, on the contrary, thought that it was not even a morsel. He had been fasting for 3 days and had greatly hoped to break fast on that day. Indeed, he said, although I am invited to eat by Advaita Acharya, today also is a fast. So small a quantity of food will not even fill half my belly. Advaita Acharya replied, sir, you are a mendicant traveling on pilgrimage. Sometimes you eat fruits and roots, and sometimes you simply go on fasting. I am but a poor Brahmin, and you have come to my home. Please be satisfied with whatever little food you have received, and give up your greedy mentality. Lord Nityananda Prabhu replied, whatever I may be, you have invited me. Therefore, you must supply as much as I want to eat. His Divine Grace Advaita Acharya, after hearing the statement of Nityananda Prabhu, took the opportunity presented by the joking words and spoke to him as follows. You are a reject Paramahansa, and you have accepted the renounced order of life just to fill up your belly. I can understand that your business is to give trouble to Brahmanas. Prabhupada comments, there is a gulf of difference of opinion between a smarta Brahmin and a Vaishnava Goswami. There are even smarta opinions and Vaishnava Goswami opinions available astrological and astronomical calculations. By calling Nityananda Prabhu a Bhrashta Avadhut, a rejected Paramahansa, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in a sense, accepted Nityananda Prabhu as a Paramahansa. In other words, Nityananda Prabhu had nothing to do with the rules governing smarta Brahmins. Thus, under pretense of condemning him, Advaita Acharya was actually praising him. In the Avadhuta stage, the Paramahansa stage, which is the supermost stage, one may appear to be Vishayi on the platform of sense gratification, but in actuality, he has nothing to do with sense gratification. At that stage, a person sometimes accepts the symptoms and dress of a sannyasi and sometimes does not. Sometimes he dresses like a householder. We should know, however, that these are all joking words between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. They are not to be taken as insults. In Kadadaha, sometimes people misunderstood Nityananda Prabhu to belong to the Shakta Sampradaya, whose philosophy is antakshakta bahi shaiva sabhayang vaishnavo mata. According to the Shakta Sampradaya, a person called Kalavadhut thinks materially while externally appearing to be a great devotee of Lord Shiva. When such a person is in the assembly of Vaishnavas, he appears like a Vaishnava. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu did not belong to such a community. Nityananda Prabhu was always a brahmachari of a sannyasi of the Vaidika order. Actually, he was a paramahansa. Sometimes he is accepted to be a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. If he is so accepted, Nityananda Prabhu belonged to the Madhva Sampradaya. He did not belong to the Tantrika Sampradaya of Bengal. Now the exchange between Advaita and Nityananda continues. Advaitacharya accused Nityananda Prabhu saying, "You can eat 10 to 20 manas of rice. I am a poor Brahmin. How shall I get so much rice?" Prabhupada comments, "A mana is a measurement of about 4 kilos. So that means 4 times 10 to 20, that's a lot of rice. Is it 40 or 4? 40? Okay. So that's 40 times 10 to 20. Wow. "Whatever you have, though it be a palmful of rice, please eat it and get up. Don't show your madness and strew the remnants of food here and there." In this way, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate and talked with Advaitacharya jokingly. After eating half of each vegetable preparation given to him, Lord Chaitanya abandoned it and went to the next. As soon as half of the vegetable in the pot was finished, Advaitacharya filled it up again. In this way, as the Lord finished half of a preparation, Advaitacharya again and again filled it up. After filling a pot with vegetables, Advaitacharya requested them to eat more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How much more can I go on eating?" Advaitacharya said, "Please, do not give up whatever I have already given you. Now, whatever I am giving, you may eat half and leave half." In this way, by submitting various humble requests, Advaitacharya made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda eat. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled all the desires of Advaita Acharya. Again, Nityananda Prabhu jokingly said, "My belly is not yet filled up. Please take away your food. I have not taken the least of it." After saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took a handful of rice and threw it on the floor in front of him as if he were angry. When 2 or 4 pieces of the thrown rice touched his body, Advaitacharya began to dance in various ways with the rice still stuck to his body. When the rice thrown by Nityananda Prabhu touched his body, Advaitacharya thought himself purified by the touch of remnants thrown by Paramahansa Nityananda. Therefore he began dancing. Purport. The word Avadhuta refers to one above all rules and regulations. Sometimes not observing all the rules and regulations of a sannyasi, Nityananda Prabhu exhibited the behavior of a mad avadhuta. He threw the remnants of food on the ground, and some of these remnants touched the body of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya accepted this happily because he presented himself as a member of the community of Smartha Brahmins. By touching the remnants of food, thrown by Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya immediately felt himself purified of all smarta contamination. The remnants of food left by a pure Vaishnava are called Mahaprasadam. This is completely spiritual and is identical with Lord Vishnu. Such remnants are not ordinary. The spiritual master is to be considered on the stage of Paramahansa and beyond the jurisdiction of the Vaishnava Varnashram institution. the remnants of food left by the spiritual master, and similar paramahansas or pure Vaishnavas are purifying. When an ordinary person touches such prasadam, one's mind is purified and his mind is raised to the status of a pure Brahman. The behavior and statements of Advaitacharya are meant for the understanding of ordinary people who are unaware of the strength of spiritual values, not knowing the potency of food left by the bona fide spiritual master and pure Vaishnavas. So now the play continues. Advaitacharya jokingly said, "My dear Nityananda, I invited you, and indeed I have received the results. You have no fixed caste or dynasty. By nature, you are a madman." Purport. The words Sahaja Pagala, by nature a madman, indicate that Nityananda Prabhu was transcendentally situated on the Paramahansa stage. Because he always remembered Radha and Krishna and their service, this was transcendental madness. Sri Advaitacharya was pointing out this fact. We continue. "To make me a madman like yourself, you have thrown the remnants of your food at me. You did not even fear the fact that I am a Brahmin." Purport. The words Apanarsama indicate that Advaitacharya considered himself to belong to the Smarta Brahmins, and he considered Nityananda Prabhu to be on the transcendental stage with pure Vaishnavas. Lord Nityananda gave Advaitacharya his remnants to situate him on the same platform and make him a pure, unalloyed Vaishnava or Paramahansa. Advaitacharya's statement indicates that a Paramahansa Vaishnava is transcendentally situated. A pure Vaishnava is not subject to the rules and regulations of the Smarta Brahmins. That was the reason for Advaitacharya stating, "Apanara samamore karibare tare," to raise me to your own standard. A pure Vaishnava, or a person on the Paramahansa stage, accepts the remnants of food, Mahaprasadam, as spiritual. He does not consider it to be material or sense gratificatory. He accepts Mahaprasadam not as ordinary dal and rice, but as spiritual substance. To say nothing of the remnants of food left by a pure Vaishnava, prasadam is never polluted, even if it is touched by the mouth of a chandal. Indeed, it retains its spiritual value. Therefore, by eating or touching such Mahaprasadam, a Brahman is not degraded. There is no question of being polluted by touching the remnants of such food. Actually, by eating such Mahaprasadam, one is freed from all the contaminations of material condition. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Nityananda Prabhu replied, "These are the remnants of food left by Lord Krishna. If you take them to be ordinary remnants, you have committed an offense." Purport. In the Brihad Vishnu Purana, it is stated that one who considers Mahaprasadam to be equal to ordinary rice and dal certainly commits a great offense. Ordinary edibles are touchable and untouchable, but there are no such dualistic considerations where prasadam is concerned. Prasadam is transcendental, and there are no transformations or contaminations, just as there are no contaminations or transformations in the body of Lord Vishnu himself. Thus, even if one is a brahmana, he is certain to be attacked by leprosy and bereft of all family members if he makes such dualistic considerations. Such an offender goes to hell, never to return. This is the injunction of the Brihad Vishnu Purana. Srila Nityananda Prabhu continued, "If you invite at least 100 sannyasis to your home and feed them sumptuously, your offense will be nullified." Advaitacharya replied, "I shall never again invite another sannyasi. for it is a sannyasi who has spoiled all my brahminical smriti regulations. So I will stop there. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. So, now do we have any questions or comments from anyone? Ladies? Anybody want to? You have? Give him the microphone, please.
I just had a question on a practical level with prasadam. Say we get prasadam that is overly salty or burnt. Judging from what you were just reading, is the instruction that we should just not leave any on our plate, we should eat it and just like that? Or is there any kind of other rules regarding that, as far as I've heard that you can feed it to an animal and that somehow keeps you from getting the sin of not taking it? Is there any more you can say about that?
I would agree with you, because we cannot imitate a platform that we're not on. For instance, you probably have heard about Raghunath Das Goswami, how he was taking the food, the prasadam that was offered to Jagannath, that not even the cows were eating. In other words, in Jagannath Puri, leftover prasadam, like you just said, is given to animals, in this case, cows. The old, prasadam. And Raghunath was taking that which even the cows wouldn't take. And he was glorified by Lord Chaitanya, but to try to do this artificially is not intelligent. So, just in this incident alone, you can see where your answer lies. Because, I may think, I'm on that platform, and I'm going to scarf down all this, I think I'm on this platform, then I get sick and I can't do any service for 3, 4, 5 days. So, Prabhupada expects us to use our intelligence and also not to pretend to be on a platform that we're not on. For instance, Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 times 64 rounds every day, 192 rounds a day. I was told that when Prabhupada started ISKCON, he was telling the devotees, okay, everyone must chant 64 rounds. Nobody could do it. Then he said, okay, 32 rounds. Nobody could do it. So then Prabhupada said, okay, 16 rounds and not one Hari Rama less. So it's fixed. Although later on somebody tried to change it to 4. But it is written as document, 16 rounds. So, and if you study the nectar of instruction, Prabhupada said that according to Bhakti Siddhanta, anyone who's not chanting 64 rounds is considered fallen. But Prabhupada says, that's all right. Lord Chaitanya is Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. So we chant 16 rounds, and then we spend the rest of the day trying to push on Lord Chaitanya's movement. And therefore, he says, we can expect Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And that's how I will answer your question. More discussion, questions, comments. Okay, give him the microphone.
So then it is, I believe, safe to say that our dear Srila Prabhupada is the direct representative of the perfect instruction of Nityananda Prabhu?
Yes. Srila Prabhupada is the living manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is his representative. So if we simply execute the orders of Srila Prabhupada, you will get all the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu without a doubt. And the most basic bottom line instructions: follow the 4 regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Archita Das, should I take it that that's the end? Okay. Anybody want to add anything? Subtract anything? Edit, delete, comment? Okay, give the microphone to Kamalini Devi Dasi, please. And she will be speaking tonight on Lord Nityananda. Everyone should hear from advanced devotees.
So when Lord Nityananda was a little boy in Ekachakra, he used to all day long just engage in drama of Krishna Leela. And imagine how happy all the parents were that their sons were playing with him, and they didn't even want to come home for prasadam or anything. And he would tell everyone, okay, you're going to be Putana, you're going to be the guards, you're going to be Vasudev, and all day long. And then, of course, he did the drama of the Ramayan, and he told, you're going to be Hanuman and Lakshman, and he was playing Lakshman. And then when he got hit by the arrow of Indrajit, he fell unconscious. But the boys, they just loved him so much, and they forgot that, oh, this is just a play, and we're supposed to go. Hanuman has to go and get the medicine. And they all just started crying, and they ran to their mothers and to his parents and said, Nitai is dead. You know, they thought he died because he wouldn't come to external consciousness. And everyone just started crying and trying to arouse him. And then finally, one older Brahmin told the boys, isn't somebody Hanuman? Aren't you supposed to go get the medicine? And they said, oh, yeah. So then he went running and did the whole thing of Hanuman and came back. And then he was administered that, and he came to external consciousness. And then he just opened his eyes, and everyone was extremely joyful to see that. So unlike usually when Lord Balaram appears with Lord Krishna, they're together. But here, they lived in different places. And Lord Nityananda, he appeared approximately 12 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so they were not together. And then when Lord Nityananda was 12, Lakshmipati came to his home and asked Hadai. His father said, can I give you something? You know, like they always would host sannyasis and pilgrims and say, would you like anything? He said, yes, I would. Okay, what? I would like your son as my assistant, his 12-year-old son. So imagine, you know, just like King Dasarath losing his sons. So he was so bereft, and he asked his wife, Padmavati, what should I do? What should I do? And she said, well, whatever you decide, I just have to go with it. But of course, they were so brokenhearted that their son walked away, and Hadai became like a stone just watching his son go into the distance. And then Lord Nityananda traveled for 20 years with Lakshmipati, visited all the places of pilgrimage, just like he did as Lord Balaram. And of course, his experience is quite different from my experience of visiting holy places. But, you know, like just how everywhere he went, he would actually see that the deity was the Lord, and he would be in ecstasy, and he would fall unconscious, and he would chant and dance for them. So I guess tonight you'll hear about the meeting when he finally, when he was about 32 years old, he finally met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was a very ecstatic meeting.
And could you, just one question I have for you. This information, where did you glean this nectar?
From the Nityananda Charitamrita by Vrindavan Das Thakur.
Thank you very much. Anybody else want to say something or ask something about Lord Nityananda? Karuna Dharani, you have anything?
Everyone should visit Mayapur.com today and see the Panchatattva in Mayapuram. And the Lord Nityananda deity there, I was there a few years ago, and it was explained to me that he's actually, that his body is constituted of so much gold that devotees, all those deities are constituted of so much gold that was sent to Mayapur to make those deities. And the Nityananda deity in particular, he has a lot of red in him. So if you look closely, you'll see that that deity has a kind of a reddish glow, because that was ordained by Shastra that he should be reddish, Lord Nityananda. And just to see those deities is so ecstatic. It's a really ecstatic website. Hare Krishna.
You have anything you want to say about Lord Nityananda? Anybody else have any nice remembrance of Lord Nityananda? Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada.